Hey, one of the things that we like to do here at The Crossing is make sure that you are abreast of what our church is involved with, not just locally, but also globally. And so this morning, we have the great privilege of having some of the missionaries, a missionary family that our church invests in and supports and loves and prays for regularly to come and share with us. So many of you may know Stephen and Samantha Mockford. Sam grew up in this church in our youth group, and so one of the people that I love seeing people from our church get sent out and called to full-time missions. And so this morning, as they are visiting the States, and we have the great honor of having them share a little bit about what the Lord has been doing in East Asia. And so would you do me the kind favor of giving them a warm welcome as they come to share. And they've been serving there for several years now, have two little guys, and I'm guessing one of them's in the nursery?
Yeah.
Yeah. or you just left them in the car?
We gave them a phone to play with. Cool. Good morning. Like Josh said, my name is Samantha. My husband's Steven. This is Gus. And we have, Gus is four. We have an 18-month-old named Max. We are privileged and blessed to be among the missionaries that this church supports and sends out into the world so that more and more people can know the good news of Jesus Christ. We are on staff with Crew in East Asia. We work with college students. We share the gospel with them, telling them the good news that Jesus took the guilt and shame for their sin, and they can have a new life of freedom and purpose. And we also equip them in the local church to tell others this good news, too. Stephen has a story that we'd like to share. Maybe it'll encourage you. How about one student?
One of the things that we that we talk about in the campus ministry and crew, we talked about getting to the three everys. And so the first is we want to give every student, every college student, an opportunity to hear the gospel. And the second is that we want to see a spiritual movement planted on every campus in the world, and that includes every campus in East Asia where we work. And the third is that we want to see every people group and every country have spiritual leaders raised up. And so one of the, as a picture of that, one of the students that we've been working with, who I'll call Kevin, that's not his real name, but for security reasons, I can't share that. So I'll call him Kevin. And he came from a non-Christian family. And when he was at the end of his first year in university, he's a physics major, a summer team of crew students came from the U.S. and shared the gospel with him. And he actually made a decision that summer that he wanted to become a Christian. And so just, I guess, the beginning of his second year, he started getting involved with us, and he would meet regularly with one of my teammates to study the Bible, to learn how to read the Bible, how to pray. He got involved in the local campus fellowship of other Christian students at his school, involved in a house church nearby. And through that and through our trainings, he actually began to just, the Lord really put him a burden for reaching those that don't know Jesus, that he could also share that same news that he heard with those around him. And so starting his second year, he really started getting a burden for wanting to see his campus reached and to see other students be able to respond to this good news. And so that was last year. And then this year, actually, it's been really cool to see him during his third year in college, not just wanting to reach all the students on his campus, but actually looking at our city where we've lived. There are dozens and dozens of different universities, and not all of them have Christians or a fellowship or even Christians who are willing to actively share the gospel with others. And so he's actually gone with our team to some of these other schools to look for people who want to learn, be trained in how to share their faith, or to go with us to share our faith and to see new believers raised up at schools where we've never had a ministry before. And so that's just been really exciting. And you can be praying for Kevin. This summer he's applied to go on an international mission trip with Crew to another nearby country, a Muslim country. And so this is his first time really crossing cultures and just wanting to bring the gospel to more and more places. And so that's just been an exciting thing, just seeing that in Kevin's life and seeing how We want to see more students like Kevin just raised up to reach every student, to reach every campus, and seeing him even taking the gospel to other countries. And so that's just a small picture of what we do. And we just want to thank you for supporting us and helping us and praying for us as we have been working with not only Kevin, we have more than one student involved, but that's just one example of the many students that we've been working with that we've seen the Lord working in. So thank you.
So please be praying for students like Kevin. We really rely on your prayer support. And another big way that you guys can be praying for us is that this August, Stephen starts a new role leading many cities movements, leading students like Kevin. So please pray for him as he takes on a new role with more leadership responsibility. And logistically, it means a move for our family. So please just pray for us as we look for a new apartment and hopefully have an honest landlord who loves us, and Gus looks for a new preschool and we make new friends locally, just logistically, things like that. Thank you so much for your support and for your prayers.